Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Prophetic Experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Good morning, Heavenly Father. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning. And we just say thank you. We thank you for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, the mind to know who we are and who we belong to. We belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We welcome you in our services on today. Have your way in our service on today, from the pulpit to the back door to the children's church on today, Lord God. Have your way in our neighborhoods on today, Lord God. Have your way in the world on today, Lord God. Because this is the day the Lord has made, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we thank you, Lord. Prayer do change things. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Have your way today, God. And we come pleading the blood of Jesus over this line, over everyone that's represented on this line today. In the mighty name of Jesus, from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet today, Lord God. And we say thank you. Oh, we thank you for the visionary of this line, Lord God. As he continues to pour out to your people, pour back into him. Hallelujah to the Lamb. And we just say thank you. Oh, we just come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come to magnify your name today. We come to lift you up, Lord God. Your word says, if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. So we come to lift you up, hallelujah, Lord God, and praise you for your drawing power, your wonder-working power. Moving in this hour, may you be continuously glorified. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come to continually look to the hills where cometh our help, Lord God. We come and say thank you, Lord God. We will stay focused on the problem solver and not the problem. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come and say thank you. We didn't get a 911 call on last night. Our loved ones are still in the land of the living, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come to bless your name and magnify your name for breakthroughs today and not a breakdown. That we are all getting better and not bitter. That we know we are the victor and no longer the victim. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We lift up all of our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, our neighbor's children up to you today, Lord God. Be a fence around them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, place the right people in their pathway, God, that will draw them to you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up all our children that's going back to school, that's back to school, Lord God. Cover and keep them safe, Lord God, from seen and unseen sickness and danger, in the name of Jesus. Cover all the teachers, Lord God, with the blood, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just come to bless your name today for this awesome Sunday morning, Lord God. And we say, have your way, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus over the atmosphere today, because we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities in high places. And we just say thank you. We plead the blood over Washington, D.C. today, Lord God. Drive out every spirit in Washington, D.C. that's not of the Holy Spirit, Lord God. We plead the blood over the White House today, Lord God. Have your way in the White House today. Order their footsteps today, Lord God. Lead and direct them in all truth on today, Lord God. Have your way in the White House today. And we come to give you the praise. We give you the glory. And we come to bless your name, Lord God, for the sick and the shut in, that you do a miraculous miracle, signs and wonders for them today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the nursing homes, in assisted living, Lord God, you're doing a miraculous miracle for them, Lord God. And we say thank you. Because, Father God, without you, we are absolutely nothing. Without you, we can do absolutely nothing. But with you, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So we thank you for your strength saturating us today, Lord God. Your peace today, Lord God. Because your word say, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Now let the world give it to us. Let our hearts not be troubled, neither be afraid. We thank you for peace today. We thank you for joy today. We thank you for a sound mind today. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way this awesome Sunday morning. In your precious Son, Jesus' name, I pray, amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you. We need you. Nothing without you. Have your way in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father God, we thank you this morning, oh Father God. Oh, we honor you and we praise you, oh Father God, for all that you have done and going to do in the lives of your people, oh Father God. Oh, Father God, you are truly wise, oh, Father God, and you are all-knowing. And I thank you, oh, Father God, for dispensing that unto your people, oh, Father God, so that we may move and have our being in you, oh, Father God, in this dispensation season of time, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, because the voice of things, oh, Father God, in the media and what we hear, oh, Father God, even in that, oh, Father God, we strive to hear your still small voice, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, because your words say, oh, Father God, in 1 Thessalonians, that we should rejoice, always pray, and even pray continually, oh, Father God, and that we should give thanks, oh, Father God, for your will towards us, oh, Father God, and your thoughts towards us, oh, Father God, is to keep us in perfect peace, oh, Father God. And, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God. We magnify you, oh, Father God. And we thank you, oh, Father God, for destroying, oh, Father God, and removing from out our midst, oh, Father God, all type of distractions, oh, Father God, all type of situations, oh, Father God, that may try to move us away, oh, Father God, from hearing your still small voice, oh, Father God, because the voice of another, oh, Father God, and the distractions of other things, we will not follow, but we will quiet ourselves to hear your still small voice, oh, Father God, to guide us and direct us, oh, Father God. And we thank you for that great love that you have toward us, oh, Father God, for doing such a thing, oh, Father God, for your children, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, we honor you, we magnify you, we glorify you. Oh, Father God, we keep our mind upon you. Oh, Father God, we search, oh, Father God, you, oh, Father God, to find out what moves we shall make in this time, oh, Father God. Oh, and we thank you for guiding us, oh, Father God. Because, Father God, your word says you'll never see the righteous forsaken nor begging bread. Oh, Father God, you also have taught us to prepare, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, to prepare in times like these, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your blood, oh, Father God, because there's life in the blood, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, whatever the enemy may try to do, oh, Father God, with our blood, oh, Father God, whatever the enemy tried to do for bad will turn out for our good, oh, Father God, because you will stand strong in that and mystify, oh, Father God, the doctors, the scientists, whatever that is trying to come against the things that you have created, oh, Father God, Lord, because there's life in the blood and there's life in you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we praise you, oh, Father God. We honor you, we glorify you, oh, Father God, because we rejoice always, we pray continually, and we always give thanks, oh, Father God, for all of the circumstances and trials and tribulations that we go through, because it is the will of God for us to go through and to dominate and to conquer through and in Christ Jesus. So, Father God, we magnify you. Oh, Father God, we glorify you. We thank you, oh, Father God, for healing. Father God, even now, oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for our mind, oh, Father God, being subdued, oh, Father God, consciously and unconsciously, even subconsciously, oh, Father God, with the word of God, oh, Father God, and situations and endeavors that we may encounter, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for the Spirit continually praying within us, oh, Father God, when we have no knowledge of it, oh, Father God, but it prays in the Spirit for us continually within inside of us, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we magnify you, oh, we glorify you, oh, Father God, because there's no one like you, oh, Father God. Also, I ask, oh, Father God, in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach, that you would cover the people, oh, Father God, that is taking a stand, oh, Father God, in your word, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for the temple, oh, Father God, that you reside in, which is our body, oh, Father God. And anything, oh, Father God, that may try to enter our temple, oh, Father God, through airways, through vibrations, through frequency, through words, oh, Father God, or whatever the enemy may try to use, oh, Father God. Father God, you sit upon the throne of our heart. So anything that may try to come inside our body or may have been injected inside our body, oh, Father God, or we have breathed to the atmosphere inside our bodies, once it enters our bodies in our temple, it has to obey Lord God Almighty, who sits upon the throne of our heart. And what the enemy meant for bad, oh, Father God, it would turn around for our good within inside of us, oh, Father God. And we thank you for that supernatural healing that you are giving us, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for every breath that we take, oh, Father God. It gives honor and glory to you, oh, Father God, because you created, oh, Father God, to sustain us, oh, Father God, here upon earth. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God. We honor you, oh, Father God. We magnify you, oh, Father God. Even, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for removing in our homes, oh, Father God, and the buildings that we may enter, oh, Father God, that the air that we breathe, oh, Father God, is you, oh, Father God, and it is clear, oh, Father God. Because, Father God, we thank you for not even letting any foreign objects that you have not created, oh, Father God, but for Father God, you created all things, oh, Father God, and we thank you for that. So whatever the enemy tried to use, oh, Father God, to come against our bodies, oh, Father God, it would turn around for our good, Father God. And we thank you, oh, Father God, for that mindset, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for instilling the mind of Christ within us in that area, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for removing fear from us, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, that we are standing upon your word in faith, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you and we honor you. We glorify you, oh, Father God, because all things was created by you, oh, Father God, and there was not nothing made, oh, Father God. The enemy may try to take it, oh, Father God, that which you have created and try to make it work against us, oh, Father God. But your miracle working power, oh, Father God, once they come nigh our dwelling, oh, Father God, they have to obey the voice and the power and the spirit of God that resides within us. And we thank you, oh, Father God, for doing that for us, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for everything that you are doing, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for dominating, oh, Father God, those things that is going around within the world against our children, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for destroying the spirit of Moloch, oh, Father God, that is trying to attack our children, oh, Father God, and their bodies, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for delivering, oh, Father God, your ministers, oh, Father God, opening up their eyes, oh, Father God, that they see the truth, oh, Father God, and they speak the truth, oh, Father God, and they do the truth, oh, Father God, which is in you. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the transformation, oh, Father God. We even thank you for the elevation, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, that all that you're doing in this dispensation, season, and time, oh, Father God, could we trust you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we lean upon your word, oh, Father God, and trust upon your word. Your word dwells within us, oh, Father God, and take control of everything on the outside of us, oh, Father God. Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for shining the light within us, oh, Father God. Removing the darkness that is hidden within us, oh, Father God, and you're shining a light upon it, oh, Father God, so that it can be removed with it from its subtle ways, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for cleansing us. We thank you, oh, Father God, for even our robes may have been red like crimson, oh, Father God, but the water washing of your word, oh, Father God, they may be white as snow, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for your vessels, oh, Father God, that you are empowering in this dispensation, season, and time, oh, Father God. Father God, we thank you for their moving stealth, oh, Father God, so that wherever they go, wherever they move, or whatever they think, oh, Father God, according to your word, oh, Father God, it will be established, oh, Father God. Father God, we thank you for love taking its rightful place within the lives of your people, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, that the thoughts that we have toward another, oh, Father God, will be based upon love, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for all that you're doing, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, for healing us, oh, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God, that whatever, oh, Father God, may come nigh our dwelling, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, it is based upon your word, oh, Father God, for our overcoming the things that are in the world, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, we honor you, we glorify you in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Shalom.
Father God, we give you all the glory. We honor your name, Father. We honor your name as we come before you, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, as we bow before your authority, as we bow before your mercy, as we bow before your graciousness, as we bow before you as being the Almighty Father, as we bow before your Son, who you have given to us, Lord God, in the name of Yeshua, that he may direct us, as we bow before the Holy Spirit in yielding, in the name of Yeshua, that he may teach us and guide us in all truth. We thank you even now that your word is the same yesterday, today, and forever, that it is not altered. It is not brought to void, but it shall bring about everything that you have said. Lord God, we thank you even now in this hour that we're living in, that which you place inside of us, Lord God, is coming forth, Lord God, as a preservative, because you call us to be light in this world in the name of Yeshua, that we are to preserve you in the name of Yeshua everywhere we go, that we are to give out you everywhere we go. We thank you right now, Lord God, as your word is destroying every cluster that would attempt to come in as a seed in the name of Yeshua, that would attempt to come in, Lord God, to move and change and restructure that which you originated in our lives. But we decree and declare that the works of darkness are destroyed. We decree and declare, as you have given us to know the devices of the enemy, that it will cause the works of darkness to be exposed and destroyed. In the name of Yeshua, every lying spirit that was been sent in the name of Yeshua against the people of the living God, we decree and declare that its works are uprooted. It is annihilated, that your word comes in the midst of it as the blood sword, and that the sword is double-edged, and it destroys everything that is not of the kingdom of the living God. For you said in your word, Lord God, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. We decree and declare in this hour that the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our God in the name of Yeshua. As we tread, oh, in the name of Yeshua, over the serpents and scorpions, as we trample on the young lion and the dragon, as we are sensitive to your spirit, because you say you reveal unto us in the name of Yeshua the snare of the fowler and the noisome pestilence, and you're revealing it is not just so we can know it, but that we can annihilate that which has been assigned against us as the people of the living God, because your word said, according to Isaiah, in the name of Yeshua, that you have given us to refute the tongue of the enemy. And Father God, you said in your word that you created the blacksmith that would blow at the coal, that maketh the work that will come against us. And you said, surely they will gather together. You did not create the blacksmith that he would do that, but you was letting us know what he would do. And therefore, we take the very word of God, and we go in the midst of that which the blacksmith is intending to do as it's forging a work. We decree and declare that the work is annihilated. We take authority right now, and we command it is destroyed. Father, you said in your word in the name of Yeshua that we as your people, we have been given your word in our mouth, and that word was given in the name of Yeshua that we may speak boldly where we have to go. We will speak boldly your word as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven. You have already given us diplomatic immunity, and therefore we say in the name of Yeshua, even concerning this nation, we decree and declare and rebuke the mouth of that which has caused, in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Yeshua, a lying wonder to be spewed out over this nation. But we rebuke it now. We command that the works of sorcery, divination, the works, witchcraft, idolatry, the works of darkness that have been spewed out to control our people, we decree and declare in the name of Yeshua that we stand boldly, because your word said that if the fruit was living inside of us, that there is no law in the name of Yeshua, and there was no law that could take us down in the name of Yeshua, because the fruit rises up above the law in the name of Yeshua. Father, we stand boldly in your word, that your word is the You said in your word that you have exalted your word above your name. And therefore, in the name of Yeshua, we decree and declare that the name of Yeshua is moving throughout this nation. We bind up every sorcery, the spirit of the red, of that dragon that's trying to raise its head of communism to control the people. But we say slowly, our Lord rebukes you in the name of Yeshua. No, the people of God will not be controlled by a system of communism. We rebuke it now by the authority of Yeshua HaMashiach. Father, you said in your word that your people would have to stand in the hour. We would have to stand. And if we have to, in the name of Yeshua, if we die, we die, but we die knowing that the Lord God Almighty, he is God, and besides him, there is none other. Even when the high priest came with the centurion soldiers to arrest our Lord Yeshua, he stood with a boldness, meaning that he must stand and do that of the completion of the will of the living God. And Father God, we stand with a boldness in this hour in the name of Yeshua. Father, we know that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And therefore, we stand. We rebuke the mouth of the lion's spirit of Corona. We command your lying wonders to cease in the name of Yeshua. Father, as that 19th alphabet, not a corona, not so mentor, not so that they get in the delta was the mouth of that singer and mute, not so the back also. You were trying to raise your head up in the microcosm of darkness, but I'm telling you, you're rebuilt in the name of the Lord Yeshua HaMashiach, and those that gather together with you to spew this thing over the seven continents, know the Lord has seen this wicked sinner in the name of Yeshua. And do you not know, as they gather together in Egypt, as they call the Barah, and as they call upon these different gods to try to come against what Moses was doing, do you not know, in the name of Yeshua, that when Moses laid down that staff, now should have cast out, and if every last one of what you would do, did you not know that the plagues of the Lord was about to release? Now should have cast out. You could not, what you would do to explain what the Lord was about to do. In the name of Yeshua, let this go out across all seven continents. The Lord thy God and Master is the only God. Now should have came into the photo. Now should have came now. And none shall be able to knock out through the kitchen to stand before him and say, I am God, but you will bow down and not stop as the means we sing that you are in the name of Yeshua. Father God, we stand right now in the name of Yeshua, oh Father God, and we speak right now to the lion wonders. Oh God, that will be along. A spirit of deception that will go over the people of God. But we decree and declare, we command you, Corona, cut out of the lungs. We command you, cut out of the mucous membranes. We command you, cut out of the organs. In the name of Yeshua, the lying wonders from the voices that made that lie and say that it was in the that it was actually in the Corona that did it when it was actually the vaccine that did it. We rebuke that lying wonder in the name of Yeshua, and we decree and declare in this hour that we will stand with a boldness, and we will go into the kingdom in the name of Yeshua, the King of Kings, and we will not be moved in the name of Yeshua. Oh, Father, as you've given us to the King of the Kings, Oh, Father God, to stand up on your word in the name of Yeshua. Oh, Father, as you gave them the ability, oh, Father God, to fight in the name of Yeshua, because you gave them a new master that they gave. Ring. Oh, Father, and you say whatever the king put his signet ring on, it could not be altered, and you gave us the ability to fight in the realm of the spirit and to pull down the forces of darkness. Now, Father, we sing the word that you protect our military. Oh, so, mama, against that ancient wonder that would try to make them back down and not stand up for what is right, as the soldier stood up and believed in accountability. Father God, we pray in this hour, in the name of Yeshua, that you would send your angels to protect them in the name of Yeshua, as many of them, oh God, in the name of Yeshua, are feeling a spirit of depression. When we have built depression, and we decree that one angel will fight on their behalf as they stand and fight in the name of Yeshua, as corruption, oh Father, was moved, oh God, right in front of them, in the name of Yeshua. But we decree and declare in this hour, we're not playing with no enemy, in the name of Yeshua, oh Father, but your word in this swift in the name of Yeshua, and it's double-edged in the name of Yeshua, and it divides, oh my father, bone, marrow, soul, and spirit. It was a dividing for a purpose, oh my father, it was dividing the sheep from the goat, the wheat from the tail. It was exposed, oh my father, and you said it was the living world. I'm bundling up that which was not of you, and it will be cast into the fire. We decree and declare in this hour that we will stand, my Father, for three even as the three Hebrew boys stood. As you see, oh God, calls his thick, striping, muscular men to go, and they were consumed by the flames. But the three Hebrew boys was master. We decree in this hour that we stand knowing, oh my Father God, that as we stand, oh God, we stand knowing, Father, as the three Hebrew boys said, if we perish, but this thing we do know, oh my Father God, we call him master. Oh God, concerning this thing that has been spoken, we will not fall down. These are instruments of darkness in the name of Yeshua, but we will stand boldly. In the name of Yeshua, the seven trumpets sounded in the name of Yeshua. And Father, we give your name the glory. Oh, my Father God, as you're releasing your angels now, oh, my Father God, to hit all seven continents, and they're ready in battle, and they're against the enemy now, in the name of Yeshua. And Father, we give your name the glory in Yeshua's name. We do bless your name forever.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestorethelletteryou.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God
bless you.
You have reached Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, located at 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois, where Dr. LaRon Matthews is the senior pastor. I'm sorry your call can't be answered at this time, but your call is very important. Please leave your name, your number, and a brief message, and your call will be returned. If you desire to join us for service, our schedule is as follows. Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m. until 10:45 a.m. Sunday at 11 a.m., it's the worship experience. Tuesday night at 7 p.m., prophetic teaching. Thursday night at 7 p.m., prophetic prayer. Time of intimacy with the Lord. Fourth Friday night at 7 p.m., monthly prophetic explosion service. Go to our website at www.werestoreyou.org or email us at werestoreyou@yahoo.com.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter. The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. It's available now. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at werestoreyou.org.
That's W-E-R-E-S-T-O-R-E, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from werestoreyou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
Get ready for the Ultimate Conference.
The Ultimate Conference.
The Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love Conference.
Bridging the Gap, Birthing the Love.
1 Thessalonians 5 and 11. It happens live September 18th and 19th, 2021.
The Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love Conference.
Live at the Lifestyle Studio.
The Lifestyle Studio. 5520 Walsham Road, number 102. San Antonio, Texas.
Get ready for miracles to flow.
This epic two-day event kicks off Saturday, September 18th from 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. Sunday, September 19th from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m.
Your dynamic guest speaker, Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews,
Senior Pastor, Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry,
Harvey, Illinois.
Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love, September 18th and 19th.
Your illustrious hostess for this two-day event,
Mrs. Gina Wright.
Conference hotel accommodations are provided by the Holiday Inn Express and Suite San Antonio North, 8204 North IH-35, Windcrest, Texas. Call to make reservations at area code 210-654-3800. September 18th and 19th, 2021.
Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love.
The Conference.
Live at the Lifestyle Hair Studio in San Antonio, Texas.
Start preparing now and make plans to be there.
Let's do this on a Friday.
The Friday Night Prophetic Experience.
Friday Night Prophetic Experience.
October 1st, 2021 at 7 p.m.
Live at First Baptist Church, 112 Broadway Street North, Lounsboro, Alabama.
The Friday Night Prophetic Experience.
First Baptist Church
with your host pastor,
Willie G. Lewis,
and elect lady Lisa Lewis.
The Friday Night Prophetic Experience.
Get ready. It's guest prophet, Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries.
Harvey, Illinois.
The Friday Night Prophetic Experience.
Friday, October 1st, 2021 at 7 p.m.
Live at First Baptist Church, 112 Broadway Street North, Lounsboro, Alabama.
You don't want to miss this, so make plans to be there.
The Friday Night Prophetic Experience.
Get ready for your blessings to pour out.
Get ready for your soul to be rejuvenated.
Friday night, October 1st, 2021.
Live at Lounsboro, Alabama.
At First Baptist Church.
Under the direction of Pastor Willie T. Lewis and elect lady Lisa Lewis.
This one's going to be soul stirring.
Friday, October 1st at 7 p.m. Make plans to be there.
Noise of my day, the depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Got bad news. Life just darkened my day. My family's in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud. I've been too proud, but I'm asking you now. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go.
God bless you, and I welcome you today to another prophetic experience teaching time where God's word come alive. I am Dr. Lorraine Matthews, and it's such a pleasure to have you all join us on today. I believe that anytime God is connecting us for a time such as this, there's always something great that he's doing for our lives and in our lives. So we certainly just bless the Lord for all that he's doing and all that he has prepared for his people in this season of our lives. And we don't take it lightly, the great thing that God is doing in the kingdom of God. And certainly, it's such a pleasure and honor to have you all connect with us on today. I want to take this time to thank the prayer warriors and intercessors for being able to tap into the things of God. Certainly, when you have great intercessors and great prayer warriors, it means a lot. In a time where things are going on around us that we're not familiar with, and even the things that we're familiar with, we still have to stand our ground because we don't know what systems is put in place to poison the very substratum of the mind of God's people. So we're thanking God for all that he's doing on this day. Thank you, prayer warriors and intercession. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come before you on today. Lord, we're thanking you for your mighty hands and your mighty works
God, we ask right now that every dispute that's been brought before you, Lord Jesus, concerning the destiny of God's people, God, you overrule it even now, God, even to the most flawed man, to the greatest that is anointed, God. We know that we all encounter pain. And so today, in the name of Jesus, Lord, direct our mind, heart, soul in the direction of you on today. In the name of Jesus, we come against and pull down all ancient activities, festivities, and events that have been perpetuated by demonic forces, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for it right now. We thank you right now. Restore the virtue back to those intercessors and prayer warriors that are pulled out to us. We ask that you continue to use them for your glory. And we thank you for it now. We're lifting up our Generation X, Generation Millennial, Generation Baby Boomers, and all of the generation that preceded these generations. In the name of Jesus, cover their mind, God. We bind up the spirit of confusion, and we loose them, God, into the place of victory, God. We prophesy into the portals of their mind, God, and we speak to the hippocampals of the brain, God, in the hemisphere of the north, the right to the left side. Father, cover them right now. Let your strength be upon them. Father, we thank you for it now, and it is so in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen and amen. Into the word of the Lord God on today, we're going to be sharing from the book of Philippians, chapter number 3. Philippians, chapter number 3. And verses number 12, Philippians 3 and 12. Those who have been following us diligently know that we have been teaching in various arenas. And in this teaching, we have shared from the book of Daniel. For the last 5 years now, we've been visiting Daniel, his book, the book of Daniel in the Old Testament. Today we're not going to share from that, but we probably share a few points from that. Let's move into the word of the Lord God and release what God has for the people of God on today from the book of Philippians, chapter number 3, verse number 12. The book of Philippians in the New Testament, it's one of those books that Paul wrote to the church at Philippi and to the believers that were there in Philippi. And he writes this letter to them. Paul is accompanied by many of his leaders, they call it companions. And the reason I started studying a little bit more about when Paul would travel, I find that when you hear them talking about Paul writing here in the New Testament, you ever notice that when you read the word of God, even in anything after Luke, and you go into, because Luke is the gospel, and you move into Luke, and you go from Luke to John's gospel, and after John's gospel, you're introduced to Acts, and after Acts, you're introduced to Romans and 1st Corinthians, 2nd Corinthians, and after that, proceed Galatians, and then, you know, actually Galatians, and then Ephesians, and then Philippians. The more I study the word of God, and this is for many of you who are millennials and coming back into church, and those who are coming back to understanding church, and I put it like this, more kingdom, churchy, church. Anyway, when you deal with church, you deal with infrastructure of building. When you deal with kingdom, you deal with infrastructure of human life. And so when you're dealing with the infrastructure of church, you're talking about building. Then you will deal with kingdom, you're talking about infrastructure of person life. I mean, the kingdom of God is within us. You know, the Pharisees always told Jesus we needed we needed to see a sign. I believe that was in John 14, right around 14 and 16, when they requested that he would bring them a sign, or actually a little bit more than when he was talking about a sign. They not only wanted a sign of what God was doing, but they needed to see the demonstration of his work in that particular verse. But at the same time, Jesus was explaining to him that the kingdom of God is come, but it's coming through him, and the kingdom of God is in us. And so therefore, many of the believers who are looking for a sign don't understand that God is using them as a demonstration of his sign. But in saying that, when you read Paul writing in his in the book of Philippi or anything after Luke, because Luke was a friend of Paul too, as well as a companion, you have to understand when in 1611, the scholars who were writing the King James Version, rewriting it, or actually writing the King James Version, licensing in it, and creating the English translation of the King James Version of the Bible in 1611. It's pivotal to understand this, because when I share this, when I start reading this, you're going to understand when I deal with the word companion here. Because the 1604 King James of the English authorized that England authorized that a new translation of the Bible into the English. So the translation of the Bible be written into the English, be started. So it's finished in 1611. So just 85 years after the translation of the New Testament into the English appeared, the Tyndale. So you had the Bible, but the English version of it was completed in 1611. Now, just 85 years after the translation of the New Testament into the English appeared. So the New Testament was added to what you had in the Bible after 1611. So what you have here in the New English appeared, the Tyndale, that came in 1526, the authorized version of the King James Version quickly became the standard English speaking for the Protestant. Protestant were those who protested. Protestant actually means protest. And so based upon the Protestant understanding the Bible and not the catechist or the canon or from the Catholic Church, you had the Protestant who protested what they were doing in the Roman Catholic Church or Catholicism. So they took the English version of the Bible or the version of the Bible, not a version of the Bible, and it became the new translation. So in what you have here is you have a translation of writings. So in Philippians, when you hear this in the statistics of the Word of God, you'll find that you'll have the word companion. Paul and his companion began the church at Philippi in the second missionary journey. And when he talked about companion, he included and did not limit women that were part of this movement. So oftentimes, when you were dealing with the actual historicity of the Word of God, there were very pivotal women who were instrument in the birthing out of ministry, especially the birthing out sons in ministry. When I say sons in ministry, who birthed out children, who became pivotal priests, who became pivotal prophets, who became pivotal ministry gifts. So when you hear them say Paul and his companion, because of the writing of the English or the writing of European males and Western culture and Eastern culture, women were not included in the process. So in the writing now, you hear the word Paul and his companion. That means that Paul was including men as well as women in the equation. I hope this is blessing somebody today. So that you will understand it did not deteriorate the duties and the responsibilities of women. It was putting them in roles in the development of the Word of God. So therefore, when you hear Paul and his companion, don't think it was just Paul and the men, but those who were connected to Paul who were all part of the family. Because when you look at companion, people take companion from many languages and many in terminology, and don't be polluted in your mindset because you'll think wrong. So it was including the women. So when Paul talked about that. So when you get when you arrive to Philippians, so approximately AD 61 from Rome during Paul's imprisonment, he writes this letter to the church at Philippi. The actual church at Philippi was birthed from the book of Acts chapter 16 when Paul was preaching and teaching in the coastal line in that particular region that he was teaching and ministering there. If you turn there, you'll find that Paul was ministering the word of God in that particular region there, chapter 16. And I want to move that so I could, chapter 16, verse 16. And so at the Filipino jailer, who was a jailer, who were Paul were preaching and ministering the word of God, and they were flowing in the spirit. And the damsel that was saying these men preached the gospel, afterward, Paul was very upset and angry. And so in his anger, he rebuked the spirit that was in the woman of God, and the spirit came out. And so the spirit over the region changed because her, the servants and those who she served under there in the marketplace saw that they did not have the power over this damsel anymore because Paul preached Jesus and cast out the demon. They then started charging Paul foolishly. And then Paul was arrested, him and Silas, and they were locked in prison. They were beat and then locked in prison. So it shows you the power of true apostolic order in a city, town, and region. I think when you preach, if you flow in the office of the apostle in the apostolic order or oil on your life, one must be able to understand that the power you have over the spirit realm in a particular town, city, nation, country, or region. And so in that Paul cast out the demon, her master, who used her for much gain by soothsaying, that's witchcraft, divination, tarot cards, and the list goes on, cast the spirit out based upon the word of God. And so these people did not have the power and the authority to do what they want. Her game was gone. So Paul and Silas was arrested for preaching and teaching, but it was false. So they were in prison. So from the prison, Paul is connected to the jailer in the prison. His relationship with the jailer from keeping him from committing suicide, he was converted. So out of that came the book of Philippi, or the Philippian book there. So from that place, God, he was thanking the Philippians for the gift that they had sent Paul and to strengthen him and strengthen the other believers by showing their true joy, conversation, commitment of Paul worked through Yeshua or Jesus Christ alone. So in Philippians chapter number 3, verse number 12, Paul is speaking here about forgetting those things that are in your past and reaching to the goals of your future. He's telling them. Chapter 1 opens us up with Paul speaking to greeting them who were going through issues there. And he was greeting them and praying for the believers there and letting them know that he's still with you. He's praying. Chapter 2, he's telling them how to be able to enjoy or have enjoy serving the Lord, yet going through the conflict and the challenges and the pain. Now, this is Paul writing here from jail, encouraging the people to maintain the strength, the fortitude, and the power of God. And notice this book talks about, he literally talks about the joy of God. So that means that Paul was not incarcerated in his mind, even though he was incarcerated in prison. So he was locked in prison, but not incarcerated in the prison systems of his mind. So chapter number 3, he's telling the people to be strong in God no matter what is going on or has been established in the land. Verse 12, he said, not as though I had already attained, either were perfect or were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I'm apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto the things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore as many as be perfect, thus minded, and if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal it even this to you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. An example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, who God is their belly. In other words, material things, belly. They want material things. And whosoever glory in their shame, who mind earthly things, for our conversation is in heaven. For whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Christ, who should change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto the glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Now, I want to deal particularly with verse number 1 and verse number, verse 12 and 13. Now, we have mastered chapter verse 14, and that's good theologically and exegesis and hermeneutics, because exegesis is when someone be able to take the word of God, the actual text of the word of God. And when you exegesing the word of God in terms of hermeneutics and homiletics are a little different. So hermeneutics is the principle of the interpretation of the scripture. So you interpret it. And homiletics is more regarded as the art of the science of preaching it. So the preaching it and the teaching it. So we master verse 14, but I want to deal with verse 12 here as it relates to this particular verse here. And I'm going to attach it when I'm finished to open us up with events that are going on, because the mind of the believers must be interconnected with the presence of God. And the reason why I got to be interconnected with the presence of God, because too many believers who have been in the kingdom of God are yet still brainwashed and not bloodwashed. It's easy to influence you outside of the religious systems of the world, because in the company of the church people, it's easy to hide among them and be sanctimonious. But when you have to make a decision outside of your religious banner, you find that you compromise because of the influence of the world and the people or trying to fit in. And so therefore, when I read verse number 12 and 13, this will make sense to you who are popular in the areas of people and not popular in the kingdom of God per se. And the reason I'm sharing this, because so many people are influenced by the world. They're influenced by the world, which is not a bad thing if you're changing the world. But if you're influenced by the world and then you're not living the principles or the things of God, then there's a conflict that rises in that arena or the area. So I'm speaking from this perspective. He said, not as though I have already attained. I'm not there yet. Either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend, for which also I'm apprehended of Christ Jesus. Now he said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. That's the three times he reaches the word apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, to reach it forth unto the things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God through Christ Jesus. I want to deal with this part here today because I believe that it's time now for the people to be apprehended of God. And I want to look at the word apprehended here because so many people are not apprehended of God. And Paul, in his ability to be apprehended of God, he will eventually suffer a lot because of his meeting God at Damascus and transcending himself because of his relationship. So when you look at the word apprehended now of something, that means that if a person is apprehended, he is arrested or captured or seized. So Paul is saying that I have already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend, captured, there it is, arrested, seized, understand, comprehend, realize, the all in the same category of being caught, apprehended, that for which also I'm apprehended of. I'm already in the presence of God. I'm there. So if that I may apprehend, that for which also am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brothers, I count not myself to have apprehended it. So even though I'm there and I'm being apprehended of it, it does not negate the warfare of where I'm at in the kingdom of God, because I'm still not there in my apprehension. The word of the Lord God said, in all of my righteousness, it is still filthy rags in the presence of God. So in all of your, in all of your theological knowledge, your work in the kingdom of God and all of those things is still a filthy rag. But Paul says this. He said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind and reaching forth unto the things which are before. He says, I have a past, and it is a past. But in the midst of me having a past, I still stay connected to God or captured by the things of the Lord. My past is closed, but what comes from my past, I still have to deal with the consequences of my past. So he's dealing with the consequences of his past, but he's not letting his past take him out of his position in the future. So when Lucifer comes to him in Romans 8 and 1 to try to create condemnation because of his past, he lets them know at the church at Philippi or in prison and the people at Philippi, I have a record of what I've done, and I recognize my record of what I've done. And I don't care what people say about my past, because my past is sealed because I've been arrested by the kingdom of God. And once I'm arrested by the kingdom of God, I don't worry about my past because I've been apprehended for which that which have apprehended me. When he found me in Damascus in chapter number 9, I would transform myself because he apprehended me. Notice now, you did not find God. God found you. So when people try to tell you that I came to the Lord, you didn't come to the Lord. The Lord drew you in by way of what you were going through in your life. And some people will go with a limp. Some will go with a pimp. Some will go through pressure. And some will go with issues. But God will get your attention one way or another. So Paul is saying here, I have been apprehended from God and connected to God, but yet I still have a thorn in my flesh. But even though it's in my flesh, I still seek God. So when you arrive to verse number 13, he said, brother, I count not myself to have apprehended, but there's one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to the things which are before. And then he said, I press toward the mark. In other words, when I get to the race, I know that there's a mark right there that tells me on my mark, get ready, get set, and the gun goes off. And when the gun goes off, you have to move from the mark to get to the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So along the road, don't get off the mark in the place, Paul is saying. He said, because if you go back to the place, then you go back to the past. And the past cannot, the past does not hold any clues to the future of where God is taking you. So in being apprehended, you have been arrested by God. God has you in his hand. He has you connected to his hand. And he said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He said, so let us therefore, as many be perfect, be thus minded, that in your mind you are being perfected by the things of God, yet knowing that the consequences of your past still left a paper trail of what you've done. You're not there, but you still have a paper trail of what you've done. And since you have a paper trail of what you've done, you're going with a mark. You're going to the, you're pressing. You're getting to the kingdom of God, but you're getting to the kingdom of God with the thorn or the limp in your life. It's not going to stop you, but it's going to let you know that it's a reminder that at any time and any moment you try to exalt yourself above measure, God would allow the messenger to buffet you and push you back into the place of God. So you're not above and beyond. You have been apprehended, and therefore at any moment when you feel like that you have gotten or received the place in God and you think you have it all together and pride try to rise up, the pressure start acting up again, because it's through the pressure of God that keeps you in the presence of him. And the pressure that comes on pushes you back into the place of God. So he said, not that I have already attained
or either were already perfect, but I'm following after, if that I may apprehend, be arrested, stay connected to the one, captured by the things of God, stay in the place of God. Many people in this season of their life, you have to understand everything is being revealed now. And things, when God is revealing things now, what's happening to those who didn't understand what God was really trying to tell you when he apprehended you, you're seeing it now. And what you're watching is a lot of people allowing pride to rise up. You know why? Because when truth comes to the light in the world, people don't want to acknowledge that they were wrong about a matter. And when they don't want to acknowledge they were wrong about the pandemic and the pandemic in the world, they'll let pride rise up inside of them. Because men and women of God, truth is coming out. It's coming out now more than ever. The world, and see, the mainstream media is not reporting that the people are in opposition right now. The world is in revolt against what's going on. People are tired of this genre of mess that they have been playing with the mind of the people. And I told the people this month, you're going to see a showdown in America. You're going to see a showdown in the land. You're watching a showdown. 9/11 was 20 years ago. Last year was 2020. You have to understand that is a showdown in the land. And what was hid is coming to the light. Even the president said, go ahead and open up the files of 2020 of what happened in 9/11. And what's in those secret files is coming to the surface. And it's trying to cause the people to be blind. That's why the word of the Lord God said in 2 Corinthians 4:3, he said, if the gospel be heard, it is hid to them that the God of this world has blinded the mind of them. You're not going to be blinded in this year. You're not going to be blinded anymore. Everything is coming to the surface. We're watching literally the lying spirit. We're watching literally what's going on. If you go to the website of the Center for Disease Control, they'll tell you everything that is going on with every virus, every disease, everything that's happened. They won't hold back. None of this stuff has been proved by the Food and Drug Administration, and they're still pushing it, pressuring it. We got believers fighting believers. We got sinners fighting believers and believers fighting sinners, all on the pretense of a 2020 plan of the hand of the enemy. You have to now wake up to the realize that what's really going on now is in this hour of your life, what's really happening right before your eyes, what's coming to pass literally before your eyes is all a plan that wants to shift the world system and change the mind. So Paul says these words. He said, not so I have already attained, or neither were perfect, but I follow after that I may be apprehended. If you apprehended by the Lord, then you've been arrested by his presence. And his presence will not leave you ignorant concerning the device of the devil. His plan will not leave you out there mindset. His plan will not lead you in the opposite direction. When you are apprehended of the Lord, that means I am arrested and captured and seized by his power, seized by his glory, seized by his word, seized by the life. I want to be apprehended of God. I want to be connected to God. I don't want anything connected to the world, ways of the world system. People that are up, down, in, and out, don't you go up, down, in, and out. You stay on the track of God. Then he said in that verse, he said this. He said, I cannot. He said, I count not myself to apprehend, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Then he said, I press toward the mark for the prize of what? The high calling of God in who? Christ Jesus. I'm moving forth. People can't press toward the mark because they have not been apprehended by the mark maker. Can I say that again? People can't be pressed by the mark of God because they have not been apprehended by the mark maker. They have not been captured by God. They have not been connected to God. They're going for a journey. So you got many people that are brainwashed and not bloodwashed, because if you're captured by God, then therefore when God tells you what to do, you understand the system. wisdom and the plan of God for your life. You don't know the direction for which God tells you to go in. You won't be up one day, down one day, in one day, out one day, being every move by every wave of doctrine, teaching that people. People should not be able to fool you, because when you apprehended of God, you've been arrested and captured by God. When you've been captured by God, you're connected to God. And the Greek word for apprehend, this is a very powerful word of apprehend. This word means, now listen to this, this word means katalambano. It means katalambano, means to lay hold of to something or seize it. I'm laying hold to the hand of God. I'm connected to God. In other words, I'm in a place that I've been captured by God. I've been connected by God, but I've been apprehended of him. So I've been apprehended of him. I'm connected to God in all area of my life. The word lambano means aggressively taken. I'm connected to God, aggressively taken. I'm not allowing anything to have access to the place of God, because I'm not moved by the ways and the ways and the things of people. I'm not moved by that. Because if you move by that, then you're shaken by the systems of the world. So when the media comes and try to sell you a lie, you won't believe the lie. Truth come out, then the lie has no power. That's the difference between fact and truth. It's a fact that something happened. But when the truth comes, then the fact has no more power, because truth prevails. When truth prevails, fact has no more power. And so ask yourself the question, are you apprehended of God? Because if you apprehended of God, you don't waver in the kingdom. Because the kingdom is you. The church is the infrastructure. The kingdom is the infrastructure of you. The building is the infrastructure to house you. The kingdom is the infrastructure that houses you. So Paul is in prison writing to them, to the believer, that I still have joy. I have record of my past. Jesus told the woman in the alabaster box, we memorialize your past. It's been memorialized. You're watching everything happen. You're watching everything that exists has happened. So what you're watching is the unveiling of the actual plan, demic, in a world that's created an epidemic. Because what's at stake now is the mind of the people. That's what's at stake, the mind of the people. The people's mind is at stake. And anybody that's weak-minded, your mind is under attack. If you weak-minded man or weak-minded woman, you're under attack because you don't know which way to go. So you're tossed with every wave of doctrine and teaching. You one day here, one day there. But if you solid-minded, as Paul says in Romans chapter 12, verses number 1, and I believe the second verse, when he talks about the beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, one, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed. That means copy, transform, and be creative. You have to be creative in this season of your life. So everything that you're watching is the other half of what was already planned 20 years ago. See, now, let me break something down in dimension. I'm through with the message. I'm done here. May 25th, 2020, George Floyd was in Powhatan, city of Powhatan, Twin Cities. Now, stay with me here. Look at the prophetic significance here. He walks into a store in the city of Powhatan, Minnesota, Twin Cities, and he comes out of the store, but he's been arrested for a $20 bill, a counterfeit $20 bill. You follow me? That's number one. So May 25th, if you study the 25th day, go Google it. Look at the thing. Look at major events that happened on the 25th day. Look at December 25th. Look at all major 25th day. Think about that. On the 25th day, look at how many famous people died on the 25th. I'm going to bless you today. I'm breaking some code. I took you to the code, but I'm gonna go ahead and break it on out so you can have clarity, okay? So you can actually see it. So you won't be nobody officially be deceived anymore effectively today. If you are, then you're on your own. So while everybody's watching and all the people have record of what's going on today, even all the agents of the world is gluing in on what I'm sharing today. They've been waiting for me to come out. That's why I haven't been on in a couple of Facebook Live because I've been getting ready to expose. So, Bill Gates and all them already, they've been exposed. Their little plan coming out. Dr. Fauci, some of the other ones, even the other ones. And I'm going to share what people need to do right now. And I'm going to share something about the money system too real quickly. I'm going to try to do this in a quick time. Okay. May 25th, 2020. He gets arrested. He's arrested for what? They said he had a counterfeit $20 bill. May 25th. Powerhorn, the city, called Powerhorn. Powerhorn, the city, the area he was in was called Powerhorn. Powerhorn, if you study the word Powerhorn and what its origination comes from, it comes from the word gunpowder. Gunpowder. When you look at the Powerhorn, it means gunpowder. Gunpowder, back in the 1800s, when they were shooting or they will have war and fight in 1700s, they would put gunpowder in this little pack. Everybody know what that was. And then when they would shoot, they would take it out, put the gunpowder in there, put it in the trigger, shoot it, and then they had to go back. Power horn. Okay. So 2020 was all about a counterfeit movement based upon the Twin Cities. So stay with me, the Twin Cities. Now, y'all following me, the Twin Cities. It was already letting them know that 20 years ago, we did the same thing. 20 years later, we're coming back. We're just using a twin city. We took out the Twin Towers 20 years early. Now we're coming back 20 years later because we didn't fulfill what we wanted to do in the beginning of 2020 when they had the census. So 20 years later, we come to the city of what? Twin City. We come Minnesota, which is known as Twin City, the between the rivers, to the place of Powerhorn. Powerhorn is the place where it's gunpowder. So 2020 would be a counterfeit year instead of letting people know what the $20 bill and all the other dollars was symbol. We're going to do it so our secret society will know and everybody else will know except the people who are not educated, the church world who don't even understand it, to the people who have not followed. We're going to fool them so you understand what they're doing, okay? Now, so what you have here is the counterfeit $20 bill to send a sign that the rest of the year we got them with the counterfeit that we started in March 2019. Follow me. Don't go anywhere yet. Y'all, I'm not done yet. So PowerPoint was the place that we were sending our sign out and our codes out to those know that it will be what? Bloodshed. Bloodshed. Gunshed. Bloodshed. Power horn. So 2020 will be a year of what? Bloodshed, gunshed. It'll be all that, all in 2020. The example, what transpired, if you actually look at Officer Chavez, whatever his name was, and you look him in the eye carefully, you will actually see a reptilian spirit on him. You look, you can see it. You'll see the spirit on him. You'll see his hand. He'll see his feet on the neck of the man. If he wanted to get up, it wouldn't have happened. If he tried to move, it wouldn't happen. Those officers that were standing around, they were all in a trance. You could look at them. You go to the video, look at the trance. Now, if you tap into the spirit realm, you'll see actually what's going on. You'll see it. You'll see the spirit. Now, here's this young man, George Floyd Landon. He's crying out. He's crying out. The reptilian spirit on the man. Look at it. Look at the seconds and the time. Everybody kept the time to the second of what happened. So, number one, the counterfeit $20 bill. Number two, May 25th, 2020. Those are all ancient demonic times. Now, if you turn things around, let's just say you turn things around, number systems, and you study actual Greek, Hebrew writing, the words, you'll understand the events that are all unveiled. Now, earlier that year, the Judaic calendar of the Jews and people who understood it knew that when you use the word quarantine, that means there's a showdown. So go in your house, prepare yourself, don't worry about anybody else, take care of yourself. See, what most people were doing, they were too busy worried about everybody else, so they did not get their deliverance from God. He told them, go in your house, close your doors, stay in there. Put the blood over the doorpost. When I pass by, that means I will do what? When you see the blood over your post, I will pass by you. Those who did not do it, there you go. So you have to understand that the prophetic thing, nothing changes under the sun, faith. Everything you see, nothing is changing under the sun. What happened in 2020? It didn't change under the sun. So you don't see anything change. Nothing changes under the sun. Nothing changed. Every 20 years, if you go back to 1919, you go back to 1980, you'll look at the same demonic spirit and demonic entity in the same operation. Nothing changed it. It's just people change. Demons don't change. So what you have, May 25th, some of y'all already Googling it, going in there, Twin City PowerPoint, gunshed. Then Powerhorn, which was Minnesota, Twin City there. Then on June 7th and 8th, the president, Donald Trump, did sound the alarm. He sounded the alarm. He already sounded the alarm that day, June 7th and 8th, around that time, June 7th and 8th. He sounded the alarm. The 6 months, 7th, 8th, 2020, he sounded the line. He left out of that Masonic circle of the White House, because the White House is made in a total circle of the Masonic order. It's made in the Scottish Rite. The colonial church, the building was made. He got left there. He walked away from that. He walked. Notice now, he walked. Because everybody, you see all those people sitting there, and they made a big issue about the homeless people. What he did, he moved all them homeless people out of the way. That was all a decoy, people. That was to cause more confusion. It was to cause more confusion to those who were confused. Then you had some people talking about he was blaspheming the Bible. He wasn't blaspheming the Bible. He was setting a code to who? He was setting a code to Queen Elizabeth, who knew that in 1611, when the translation of the Bible came out by King James Version, there's 54 scholars already, they already knew, everything was in a coded system. Now, he sends a word, because actually the 54 scholars could not refute anything that was written in the transliteration of the Word of God. They constituted all 54 of those scholars. And if you go and Google the scholars who were all part of the writing of it, you will find out that they cannot refute it. So the translation was a close translation to the biblical phenomena until the actual Catholic Church came in and changed the translation. Y'all ain't ready for me. You ain't ready for me. Look, so 2020, when he stood there, he stood in front of the Episcopal building, turned, and held up the Bible. Now, if you ever notice, his palms was out. That was already a prophetic sign there. The palm of Jesus was already out too. They did not strike the nail in his hand. It went through his palm. So that's for free, so people understand. Went through the palm. So, because it was to kill, it was to stop the nerve and the flowing of the nerve. He hung there. Everything was hung. But that's for free because people don't study. They listen to all these bushwinkle preachers who don't halfway know what they're doing. Having no need to be preachers anyway. And that ain't my call. God to deal with them. All right. So when he stood there, the Bible was the symbol that what was in the Word of God here was the Word of God being fulfilled. The Word was being fulfilled. So the Word of God was being fulfilled. He was letting everybody that know, anybody that understood the Judean calendar, the Judaic calendar, not Gregorian calendar that was created by the Catholic priest, but who understood the Judaic calendar, they were aware of what was going on. The world wasn't. Those who were in secret societies was being warned, or we have been exposed. That's what they was being. They was being exposed. So they started jockeying to do everything in their power to create a vaccine for human lives so that once they knew human lives were going to be affected, that means that if we can change your mindset or your coded system before everything is revealed before 2021, this year at this time, going into 2022, you will know the difference of what's really going on. The revolt comes because we own our way to a revolt in this world. United States and all seven continents. So after George Floyd, that counterfeit $20 bill went out, after that, there was a movement in the land. All seven continents of the United States in the world was all dealing with what? The word justice. And so if you didn't understand when Jesus sat at the table with Judas, he was always saying, you're going to deal with Judas before justice shows up. Man's justice shows up. God's justice is showing up right now. So what you're watching now is the encounter, the counterfeit is meeting the encounters. That's why you have people arguing over something that's false, and the real people are getting ready to be part of the showdown, and they're getting ready to be connected to the replacement, the vacancies in the land. Don't go nowhere. I'm not done. Stay here. So what you're seeing now, here you go. Here we go again. He opens up. When he opens, release that word. I mean, when he stands there silently, what a noble does, a noble stands in salute of the queen. A nobleman have a certain stance, and that certain stance is a stance that the queen knows they in a saluted position because they're protecting her, or they releasing secrets to her. Y'all ain't ready for me. Y'all ain't did your math. That's why I'm trying to help you. When he stood there in a stance as the president of the United States, two things. He's protecting her or revealing secrets to her. If you ever see a noble, look at it. You go look at the man who's standing there with them black hats. See how they stand there. Look at her security team. Look how they stand. They're revealing something. So she gets the news, Queen Elizabeth, who's over the church at England. She's over the church at England. She stood at the Episcopal Church. She runs the Episcopal Church at England. So she gets the news of this. She goes inside tower, the Windsor, that's the presidential palace that you got in the United States. That's a security palace for the queen and her husband. The prince. He don't get to be called a king. He's a prince. You don't never see him. You don't never hear him become, you don't never hear them call him King Philip. What do they call him? Prince Philip. There you go. Okay, so, because her king is Nimrod. Y'all ain't ready for me either. So let me leave that alone too. So let's finish up. So when she gets there, she opens up the seal of the Royal Chronicle. The Royal Chronicle seal is open. When she opens the Royal Chronicle seal, the information in the Royal Chronicle seal lets her know that the origin, the secret origin, the origin, that tribe, family line is being released. There's nothing she could do about it. There's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing the president can do about it. The original 400 years is coming to pass. Y'all ain't ready for me either. I see your kids. That's why they miseducated your kids and did all that stuff in the 60s and the 40s and all that stuff to fool the people. They ain't fooling me. I'm a prophet. Touch me so you need a prophet in your life. I'm a villain so you can know what's going on right now. Okay, moving right along. So she sits down with her noble, the noble. They're saying, nothing we can do. The royal family is out now. Everything is broken. Because see, nothing that the seal that they was trying to open, the seal God had already opened for us years ago. Now you got to stay with me here. Here you are. She knows the seal is open. She reads it. And she understands that what's in this chronicle here, there's nothing she can do. Because they've been searching for the blood. We need a certain type of blood before a certain time in this period of a decade of a time period. Study it. Y'all know they be messing with the blood sacrifice and taking little boys. Even if you go back right now, you'll find that a certain tribe right now got caught for trafficking. They were trafficking little boys. It's in that too. They were trafficking little boys, and these little boys, it was African tribe. They were trafficking. That's why all these little black boys were missing, and they were using these little boys. Hear me, I'm serious, and it's going to get vernacular, but I want people to know so you won't be fooled. They were taking the little boys and turning these little boys out, and they were using the semen of the little boys as their strength. Y'all ain't ready for me. I'm trying to tell y'all something so y'all can understand what the perverted world we in right now. This is a perverted world. Now, let me go in deeper. I touch two people say, he going deep. So, because I got to do this fast and get to the church and preach the word today, because there's another word from the Lord for the people. So after all of this happening, she understood that there was no place and no power for her. So she had to seek out the Jesuit order. She had to seek out the council from the Vatican to make sure her data was matching the data of the information they had. She had to go through the Jesuit order. She had to go to the Scottish Rite, all of those things, to let them know what's going on. And they themselves said, there's nothing we can do. So what can we do? So what we're going to do, accelerate the process. Do whatever we can to accelerate the process of events now. Let's play with the events of the world now. We have a certain time to do it. We have to accelerate it. We have to do that. Now, watch this. Y'all ready for this? Touch it. You got to be ready for this one. So on April the 9th, you can write it out, 9th, 2021, what happened? Her husband died at age 99, correct? Flip those numbers. Flip 9 around. What do you get? 6. flip 99 around. What you get? 6666. Now, what you get is that he's the highest ranking person in that order. What happened because of the reptilia spirit, it says to them that the prince of the air that have ruled the royal family, the prince's power has been taken. Y'all ain't ready for me. That's why the word of the Lord God said, the book of Ephesians 6 and 10, we wrestle not against the prince of Palaki, powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. His power has ended. Ready for me. I'm exposing all that. Look at all them agents all over the world getting his data. How did this prophet find this out? He's revealing our secrets. Let me finish. So his season, he had ended. And his reign is over. He reigns no more. So over in the island, I can't remember what island that was, a volcano hit. Ancient spirits to manifest in the island, make it for, went up 6 miles. They said it went up 6 miles in the air, flooded the island with ashes. What is that the symbol of? Dust to dust, ashes to ashes, or ashes to ashes, dust to dust. You have to understand what God is doing, because she rules the Caribbean island, Queen Elizabeth. So therefore, coming over in 2021, look at somebody say 2021. 2021, you are in 2021. Now, you got to understand where you at in September because you're in a Jewish New Year. 2021 now, we are in September. All of those things happen. What you have now, you have counterfeit $20 bill happen. You came over in 2021. Dealing with a 20-year war, that's another 20. You coming over here dealing with 9/11, which was 20 years ago. Follow me. You got to understand. You got to follow me here. If y'all don't follow me, y'all going to miss it. A 20-year war, 2020 counterfeit year, 20-year war, 2020, what happened in 2020 on 9/11. So, anything after September 15th, mark your calendars, people of God. Believe what I'm telling you. Mark your calendars. Mark your calendar. September 15th, saints of God, world, everybody who knows, people who are watching, folks who are looking, will say no more. September 15th, mark your word. You can mark that word on what's getting ready to happen in the world. Now, let me finish, because I just went ahead. I just wanted to prepare you for what, so you won't be sleeping, because you got a lot of people sleeping at a dangerous time. You're sleeping at a dangerous time. All right. So all of these events, 9/11, the war in Afghanistan, over there, 20. What do you get? 60. Oh, y'all got to stay with me. All right. Well, we get a number. We got a powerful number here, 60. Powerful number 60. Now, all of those things have transpired. The revealing of everything is coming out. Everything. There's nothing being hidden now. Only thing being hidden is those who have fear and those who are asleep and those who are, God is separating the weak from the tear. The weak from the tear. It's just the weak from the tear. Now, let me move on to this. I'm gonna end on this one. Did I say I was gonna end on it before? Well, let me just finish up. So where you at right now? You're in the prophecy being fulfilled now.
the prophecy being fulfilled. Now, all of these vaccines that they're giving, vaccine, because people are seeing it, the world is seeing it, everybody watching it, seeing it, Wall Street see it, world banking system see it, cryptocurrency people see it, you name it, they've seen it, billionaires are seeing it. Now, all right, now, I'm going to hold off right there. I want to shift it to people. The investment, the invested systems of the world, the marketplace right now. If you, because I'm on a shift right here, because I'll go back to that, but I just need everybody to understand politically where you at in the world with what's going on. So you won't be asleep on what's happening, because you already saw what happened in January 6, 2021, where that transpired. Then most of you already saw other events that transpired and so forth and so on, the list of things. And now you know that they're pushing the thing. Now they're pushing it more for the children now. We got to get all the children vaccinated, everybody. We got to get the world vaccinated. So we're doing everything in our power. That's why they're pushing the president to push all of these things right now. They're pushing to get it done. Anyway. Now, I want to talk about investing, if you're going to invest in something. If you're going to invest in anything right now, invest in the nickel. When I say the nickel, when I say nickel, the actual nickel, not the nickel, but invest in that area. Because by 2030, 2040, 2050, the value of that nickel is going to be, that's why they're trying to get rid of all the currency. That's why they're trying to get rid of all chains, coins and stuff. You see where they're trying to get rid of all the coins? Because they need the nickel of the coin for what they're getting ready to do in electric cars, what they're trying to do with the electric cars and investing in electric cars and all of those things. The stock market. That's why you're watching. They're trying to get all the change, everything. They don't want nobody to have any change anymore. They're trying to get rid of all this entire coins. Anything that has to do with coins, they're trying to totally eliminate it because they need that nickel. They need that. Like, you know how they need copper, silver, gold, you know, uranium, on and on. They need that. So if you're going to invest in something, why it's low, you might as well invest in that. All right. I'm going to stop here today. Apprehend it. God is revealing. He's not leaving us ignorant in the land. He's not leaving us broken in the land. He's not leaving anything hid from us in the land. Everything is coming to the surface. It's not about material things. It holds no value. It's about the mind, the will, the thought, and the things that God is revealing to us as believers. Say to God, we're in a very pivotal time, and God is revealing many things to the believers right now. Amen. He's revealing it to the believers. And the mind is under a horrendous assault. Don't waver. Stay in tune to the things of God. Stay in that place. Watch. The clock is ticking now. But it's ticking on the enemy. It's ticking on the enemy. That's why they're spending more time dealing with what? Infrastructure and climate control. Those are the major things that's on the burner right now. Still in Congress. Climate control. Infrastructure law. Because all behind it is those little numbers, what they call pot belly stuff. They got all them, their systems in place. Trying to expand the Supreme Court. Now, man, no difference when you expand the Supreme Court to add another justice on there. If you ain't still ain't fair. Don't make no difference how many signs they tear down, how many flags they tear down. They see what they doing to us. They got our culture focused on marching, focused on tearing signs down, tearing flags down while we arguing over flags.
What did that flag do? The flag ain't never did nothing to me. It's the people. A statue that's sitting up on the mountain ain't never did nothing to me. It's people. See, until we wake up and realize what we really standing up for, this is a principality. What am I marching for? A statue that's sitting up there. Oh, we're going to tear the monument down. Okay, tear it down. That ain't changing nobody in the White House. They ain't changing nobody in the Congress, in the Senate. They ain't changing nobody's behavior. You have to understand what we up against and the power that we have and the ability that we're in. We're marching for what? Until we tell those other 100 and some people in Congress start putting amendments together, putting laws together, and taking it to the United States floor instead of letting Nancy promote her big project and Shuler promote his project in New York, you're going to still go around the circle of marching. We've been marching since 1860s, 50s. And it's good to march. That's all right, because everybody needs to get their exercise in. So that's a good thing to march, because that means everybody's going to lose weight while they're marching. But to do, because they still shooting you with your hands up. But until you have a prophet in your life to reveal to you this coded system that they're in operation, you still be marching. Because once you get done marching, somebody done already made a deal behind the scenes. They done already picked up money behind the scenes. They already got their pocket change. And then all they do is hire 100 homeless people. Say, y'all, sir, I need y'all to be marching. We're going to march over here. We're going to march over there. We're going to sit on the Capitol. Or get those college students and say, let's call for a movement, which is good. So it gets their attention. But what's going to get their attention is information that's going to reveal them secret, demonic, fallen angels who have came down with the codes, and God is revealing to us every move that they make. That's what's going to shift the earth, man. That's what's going to shake the nation. That's what's going to shift the climate in the earth, man. Because you see a fire coming. He said it ain't going to come with rain. It's going to come with fire. Look at New York. Look at California. Almost the whole half of the entire state of California is in fire. So, saints of God, apprehend it. Be captured by the mind of the will of God. Stay in that place of God. Don't lose sight of what God is saying to you. I told you, the scope of the White House, the United States Congress Senate, the whole scope is changed. You already saw. Look at what's going on in those countries. They're still trying to get their lights on in certain areas. They're still trying to get things together in certain cities and towns. Your obedience is a down payment to what's going on in the world. Stay in that place of God and be shifted and shivered. Let God's will be done in your life. Amen? All right. We bless the Lord today. You know. Many of you know. You took notes today. Some of you took good notes. I'll go back over the recording. Somebody want a little bit more data. Some other people waiting for some more information. I ain't revealing it yet. I gave you a date. September 15th. 2021. You'll see. After that, you'll see. Oh, yeah. All right. Father God, we thank you. We bless you. We glorify and we magnify your name. We thank you for being a revealer of all things, Lord. You're letting the people know what we're up against and what we're dealing with. Father, I thank you right now for your power. Thank you for your strength. I thank you for your glory. I thank you for your healing hand. We give you praise, glory, and honor. You're now buying up every demonic spirit, every warfare that the people have been going through. Cover their mind, cover their spirit. We thank you for it now. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. Amen. Now,
your eyes on the royal family. Keep your eye on Megan and her. She's got a second baby coming. I think, I don't know if it came yet. Keep your eye on the family there. On Harry and his wife. They didn't leave the royal family for naught. His mother already told him. Prince Diana, before she left here in 97, she already told her son what to do. He already understands his royal line. He already understands his duty and his responsibility. He already knew who he had to marry. He already had a plan. So everything else, whatever people been trying to say and do, he know he needed that child. That child had to be of the mixed blood. He knew that. That ain't nothing new. His mother took him over to Africa many times. He's been over there. The other son stayed with daddy. That one stayed with mama, the redhead son. So there ain't nothing new under the sun with y'all watching. You just have to understand. You have to understand the royal line. You have to understand royal inheritance. You got to understand the royal power. Nobody can stay in power until they have something in the bloodline. You lose power. You don't have nothing original in your bloodline. Everything is a counterfeit. You got to have something original. I'm throwing something out there for y'all to understand. You have to have the original blood. If you're going to steal somebody's stuff, you got to have something original in the bloodline. And if you don't have it original in the bloodline, you don't have power. And fallen angels know that. They know that spirit. So when you think you know something, you don't really know it until you get into the studying of it. Everybody understands. That's why the original people are always under attack at all times. So you see the blood line. You see mixed family, mixed bloodline. We ain't talking about the Zionites. We're talking about the original bloodline. All right. All right, Administrator Rita Bryan, bless you on today. Mighty powerful woman of God. Until the saints of God. Come on in, Administrator Bryan.
God bless you, Dr. Matthews. God bless everyone that's listening in on the line. Please keep in mind that we've adopted the third Sunday and every month is Love Sunday for Dr. Matthews. And if you desire to bless the man of God, please feel free to visit the ministry website at WeRestoreTheLetterU.org, or you can cash app at @RFPIM, or you can Zelle at WeRestoreYou@Yahoo.com. Also, the tickets are on sale for the Family Values Conference 2021. They're on sale for the Family Values Conference 2021. You can cash up at Money Sign Family Values 2021, or you can mail your request for tickets to 231 East 146th Street in the great city of Harvey, Illinois, where Dr. Matthews is the overseer and the senior pastor of the ministry. If you desire to know more information about it, you can give us a call at 877-912-2027, 877-912-2027. You can text at 334-440-6152 as well, or you can reach out to Pastor Sandra Ganey as well. Again, the tickets are on sale. They're $70 for the Family Values 2021 conference and for the birthday celebration for Dr. Laron Matthews. There will be a formal banquet on that Saturday night. If you desire to know more information, just reach out to us, and we'll be more than happy to assist you. God bless you, Dr. Matthews.
Thank you, Administrator Richard Bryan. Bless the people of God. Take notes of what we shared with you, saints of God. Know that God doesn't want us ignorant concerning any of the things that are going on in the world. He's not going to leave you left out there. He wants us to know exactly what's befalling a nation of people in the world. What they don't tell you, I'll tell you. And what they don't tell you, they don't know until I tell them. And when God revealed it to us, then no one else can do anything about it. Because he's the revealing God. He doesn't leave anything He doesn't leave us ignorant concerning any devices of what the enemy is trying to do. He'll never leave us or forsake us, as the word of God says. All right, saints of God, continue to stay in that place of the Spirit of the Lord God. Allow his hand to be with you. Allow the Spirit of the Lord God to keep you and cover you. He's our navigation system in the earth realm. He's all the detail that we need on today. If you're in any of those cities around the United States, join these great kingdom leaders who are underway. Some of their services are underway right now. Join our friend, Apostolic House of Deliverance, 4313 Linden Avenue, South Bend, Indiana. My good friend, Overseer Apostle Russell Shabu and his pastor Carter there in South Bend. Join them in their services there where the word of the Lord is coming alive there. You are in Joliet, join Bishop Nathaniel Matthews, senior pastor of the Way of Life Holiness Church, my dad, there in Joliet as a word from the Lord to the people. Join him in his service there. That will be a powerful word from the Lord there. You will be blessed powerfully by a word from the Lord. If you are in Marion, South Carolina, join Pastor Aaron Myers, Overseer Pastor Sandra Gaines, Ark Family Fellowship team there. Powerful word from the Lord on today there. Marion, South Carolina. If you are in Newport News, Hampton, Virginia area, joint pastor and teacher Apostle Murray Simmons and Pastor Eugenie Simmons in their sanctuary there for a powerful word from the Lord. God is speaking very expressively in this season to many of these great kingdom leaders as they minister in the word of God. If you're in my city, join us today in our sanctuary, 11 a.m. We'll be doing Facebook Live today. Join us for our services. You will be blessed by the word of the Lord God. And look to have you join us. If you're in the city, join us at 11 a.m. for our worship experience. Love to have you. All right, thanking God for our great kingdom leaders that blessed us yesterday. Sister Rosie Gilbert out there blessing the people of God. She's out there marketing the ministry, promoting it at the same time, doing great things. We thank God for Sister Rosie Gilbert. Bless you on today, Sister Rosie, for your work that you're doing there. Amen. All right. And we're looking to see you all this week, great people of God, in the great city of San Antonio, Texas. Looking to join the great mind, saints of God there, for a powerful word, power-packed time there in the area. Thank God for the Saints Restoration family. Bless you on today. Those who took notes today, thank you, intercessors, prayer warriors there who've been listening in. Thank you for the portal that you all open when we pray, when you pray there. Thank you, God. Thank you, man of God and woman of God, the entire household, family, leadership, foster household. Thank you, man of God and woman of God. On today, we bless the Lord for you. Mother Gwen as well, and the great mind of the saints. Appreciate you on today. Don't forget tomorrow morning, 5 a.m., it will be a powerful word from the Lord. Excitement is always in the air when God speaks to his vessel. All right, we love you all. Thank you, God. If you want to be a blessing. Yes, ma'am.
I think we have a live caller, Dr. Matthews. Caller 2704. You're live on the air, 2704.
I'm sorry. I forgot to ask. Yeah, any question? Any question from anybody, too, if you have a question or comment for on today? Thank you, Administrator Brian. I get it. All right, caller. Elder Foster, Evangelist Foster, did y'all want to say something? Usually you already are on. All righty. All right, anyone else that have a question or comment? Administrator Rita Bryant, there?
No, sir. All lines are clear.
All right. Bless God for the things of the Most High God. We bless you all on today. Continue to stay in that place. The word of God said, gather my saints unto me. Those who have made covenant with me by sacrifice. Thank you for the gathering. Don't forget to join us 11 a.m. today in our sanctuary. We'll be there sharing the word of the Lord God and blessing God's people with a fresh word from the Lord. And for those who don't know, we are in our facility. We are there. We are there ministering the word of God. So we're there. All right. People keep asking me the same thing. They watch me on Facebook. We are there on Sundays. Yes. 11 a.m. Sunday. Thursday night, 7 o'clock p.m. Join us. And we will be back in the saddle of things on Tuesday night, sharing the word of God. All right. Have a phenomenal day. The time in our central time zone is 9:11. It's 9:11 today. Right now, it's 9:11. All right. Bless you. Have a phenomenal day. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. God bless you.
Because of all the emails and the letters and the phone calls we received, of you telling us how you were encouraged from the struggle is over. I decided to ask God to give me another word of encouragement to encourage his people. So I got some more young people. Bonafide praises. Let's encourage someone. Listen.
Things may not be looking up,
yeah,
but it's okay.
Put a smile on your face.
It's gonna be a brighter day. All things work together.
That's word, y'all.
For good to them that love God. Whatever the situation, he will work it out.
Say it again.
Whatever the situation,
he will
work it out.
I'm a living witness that he will. Work it out.
Work it out. I know he will. He will.
Work it out.
Work it out.
I came to let you know that he will.
He will.
Work it out.
Work it out. I know he will.
He will.
He will.
Work it out.
Work it out.
Let me encourage you some more. Listen.
Trials and tribulations.
Oh, yeah.
Come your way.
I love this part.
When the road gets rough.
Hold on.
Hold on and keep the faith.
Yeah.
All things work together.
Just read your Bible. Come on.
For them that love God.
Whatever.
Whatever the situation.
Oh, it's a beautiful day out here, y'all.
He will work it out.
It may be raining outside right
whatever
now. But it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Come on.
He will work it out.
Tell you that he will.
He will.
Work it out.
Work it out.
Come on, girls.
I know that he will. He will.
Let me move out of y'all's way. Go ahead on.
Work it out.
Oh, I love it.
Whoa!
Now you have it. Now listen, what I need you to do for me right now, whether you're at home,
whether you're on your job, you may be listening to this on the radio. I need you to think about this, that no matter what's going on in your life, if God be for you, who be against you? So the next time you're faced with a situation that seems like there's no way out, I want you to think about the words to this song and put a big smile on your face and let the devil know that you're not going to give up. You're not going to give in, because you are victorious. Come on, let's take it home. Or if you're on your job, go ahead and turn it up. Don't worry about it. Turn it up. Turn it up. Turn it up. Go ahead and get your praise on. Come on. Come on. He's going to work it out for you. Listen.
He will.
That's all through it. I want y'all to help me say that.
I said, he will.
He will.
For that coworker maybe getting on your nerves, just give him a smile and look at him and say, say this, say, he will. I know that bill is going to be due on tomorrow. You might not have the money, but just look up and say, he will. Come on.
He will.
Yeah. Then he got on your last nerve. Look at him and smile and say, he will. Come on.
He will.
You don't see no way out right now. You don't have no idea how it's going to work out, but you're going to say, he will.
He will.
For the ultimate conference. The ultimate conference. The Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love Conference.
Bridging the Gap, Birthing the Love.
1 Thessalonians 5 and 11. It happens live September 18th or 19th, 2021. The Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love Conference. Live at the Lifestyle Studio. The Lifestyle Studio. 5520 Walsham Road, number 102. San Antonio, Texas. Get ready for miracles to flow. This epic two-day event kicks off Saturday, September 18th from 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. Sunday, September 19th from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m. Your dynamic guest speaker, Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor, Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, Carvey, Illinois. Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love, September 18th and 19th. Your illustrious hostess for this two-day event, Mrs. Gina Rye. Conference hotel accommodations are provided by the Holiday Inn Express and Suite San Antonio North, 8204 North IH-35, Windcrest, Texas. Call to make reservation at area code 210-654-3800. September 18th and 19th, 2021. Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love. The Conference. Live at the Lifestyle Hair Studio in San Antonio, Texas. Start preparing now and make plans to be there.